It's 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. The National Alliance on Mental Illness estimates that each year, 2 million people who need mental health treatment are booked into jails instead, mostly for small, nonviolent crimes. Elected officials and law enforcement in Knox County say they want to change that trend, at least locally. It appears a long-debated treatment center will open later this year, despite opposition from Northwest Knoxville residents who say the facility makes them feel unsafe. Two of the treatment center's strongest backers are Helen Ross McNabb Center CEO Jerry Vagnier and Knox County Mayor Tim Burchett. They spoke with me earlier this week.
I got involved with it because of a friend of mine when I was in the state senate. I was in Nashville, and he had run into a bit of hard luck, and I was letting him live in a little house I had. And he had heard voices. He suffered from bipolar condition, and he had an episode, and some voices had told him to go into this mobile home park behind where this house was, and the voices had told him to go into their screened-in porch and steal a thing of mixed nuts they had, and he was arrested. He was thrown in jail, and the voices continued, and he had some altercations in the jail and was beat up and things like that, and I found out about it, and I called, and they isolated him in another room when they found out he was suffering from mental illness. We were able to get his medicine back to him, and he was getting regulated, right? But his mother called me, and she was upset, and the reason she was upset was the fact that I would never be able to be his friend anymore. And that kind of struck me as odd, but it also kind of hit me like a thunderbolt when I realized that a lot of these mentally ill folks out here's best buddies aren't state senators or county mayors. And so that's how I got involved with the mental health issue. Fast forward now that I am the mayor, and we have this problem of our mentally ill folks. The largest mental health hospital in the state of Tennessee is the Shelby County Jail. The second largest is the Davidson County, and the third largest is probably the Knox County Jail. We need to address that problem. And what we have is people just like my friend who are nonviolent offenders. They should not be in jail. We can identify those folks. We can isolate them in a separate facility, and then that way they won't be in our jails. They won't be clogging up the court systems. They're not criminals. They're mentally ill. They can be treated. And with this center, which, again, will just house nonviolent offenders, these folks will be able to get the care they need and get in a position after 3 days either to be released or referred to another facility where they can continue to get proper care. About half of the mentally ill folks we're seeing now are veterans, and a lot of that is post-traumatic stress syndrome, and we should address that problem. It's a huge problem we have, and oddly enough, this friend of mine who went through all that and now has received the proper care and things through groups similar to Helen Ross McNabb. He came by my house a couple weekends ago. He's got a great job. He's moving ahead with his life, and he's really focused. And it's all because he had that care. And we can do that, and we can provide that care. And it'll be a cost saving. If you're fiscally conservative as I am, it'll be a great cost savings. If you're just concerned about the social issues, it not only will it save us tax dollars, it will save lives, I'm convinced, and save families. One in three Tennesseans is affected by mental illness, and this is a perfect example. Yeah, we're not going to take care of all the mentally ill with this one center, but there is a segment of society that we can take care of and we should take care of. And we have the investment from the state of Tennessee. The governor has been kind enough to put it in his budget. The city of Knoxville is investing, and so are the people of Knox County. So and our law enforcement community is completely behind this. So, sorry, that's a long answer, but that's where I'm at.
Jerry Vagnier, I want to bring you into the discussion here. How will this process work from start to finish? We talked about 3 days from in to out, obviously for some immediate care. How will that work specifically?
Yes, specifically, we anticipate people coming to us with law enforcement, as the mayor has referenced. These would be nonviolent folks in the community who've committed a crime, usually a nuisance crime, something that really is just kind of disturbing the public. They'll come to us. We'll provide treatment for them and their mental illness for up to 3 days there on site. One of the biggest components of the process will be having a good discharge plan on the back end. I don't think anybody believes that 3 days is a fix, but it is an opportunity for people to get initial care, a good triage, and a good plan of care when they return to the community, which is much more than occurs now. If somebody goes to jail now, they spend a night or two there, they get no help on the back end.
I want to ask about that, the help on the back end, because, of course, it does take much longer than 3 days to address the foundational problems we're talking about, like substance abuse, addiction, and mental illness. What is the plan, or are there plans to provide this care going forward after that initial 3 day period is over?
Yeah, in the proposal that we provided to Knox County, there were a couple things on the back end that we thought were really, really important that we've learned over time. One is that folks need case management. These are staff who are trained professionals who work with people in the community and get them connected to and coordinated with resources. So we've got a great community of providers who are available to help us. This isn't just the Helen Ross McNabb Center. So we'll be connecting them to agencies like Peninsula Hospital, a Peninsula Outpatient, Cherokee Health Systems, CARM in our area if they're homeless, Volunteer Ministry Center. So really valuable nonprofits in the area who can help in this cause. And then the second component is housing. Folks who come to us may or may not have a good place to go home to, and we want to make sure that they have a good, firm foundation, and that starts with a place to live. So we'll be working on that as well.
Mayor Burchett, I want to turn back to you for a moment because since late last month, there have been some public meetings were held. Both of you went out into Northwest Knoxville off Western Avenue, where this planned safety center will be located, explained the purposes to members of the community, but you got pushback from residents who said they don't want this in their neighborhood. Were you surprised by that reaction? Was that something that came out of left field for you?
No, I wasn't, actually. I figured that was what would happen. I was surprised, though, at the number of people that came up to me before and afterwards and said that they supported it, but they weren't vocal about it, and that they needed it, and they knew they needed it. And these are people that lived in that neighborhood that would live within, somebody told me they could hit a golf ball from their house to it. You're always going to get that, and there's a lot of misconceptions out there of things it is and things it isn't, and there's always fear about the unknown. There currently, though, is a center that's being operated in that community already. There's been no negative feedback from that. No, as far as I've seen, no calls to the police or anything about anybody going on, any of the goings on there. Mental health affects 1 in 3 Tennesseans. If it doesn't affect you or your family, it's somebody you know. And if you're just saying it doesn't affect me, I don't know anybody mentally ill, I don't know anything about it, you probably just don't know that that this affects them. I always talk about the stigma associated with mental illness.
Jerry, I want to talk to you a little bit about that community opposition. Mayor Burchett referenced this a moment ago, but there already is a branch of Helen Ross McNabb operating basically at this same area off Western Avenue. Tell us a little bit about what's currently going on there. What is your facility like already?
Yeah, we've been operating in that very community for 19 years. We've been providing alcohol and drug treatment and rehabilitation resources right there in the community with tremendous amount of success. Our outcomes are better than national average, and we're really, really proud of that. Our community has embraced it. Up until now, we have been fully supported in that community. So we do that kind of work. We also do some crisis work at that site as well. So people who are experience a crisis in their life, it's a place to begin the healing process. And we feel like that's been a really wonderful place.
Let me ask you quickly, why the Northwest Knoxville location then for the safety center and not, say, Helen Ross McNabb closer to downtown? What makes this location look more appealing than others?
Sure. Helen Ross McNabb operates 70 facilities across East Tennessee, so we have a number of facilities. In this case, we had a vacant piece of property, a building that could be renovated for this purpose, right there adjacent to the property we already operate. So from that perspective, it made economic sense. From an operational perspective, being adjacent to a facility that already provides that care and coordination made really good operational sense. And then the centrality of the facility is easy for law enforcement to get to and from.
All right, Mayor Burchett, last question for you. The Metropolitan Planning Commission signed off on the safety center's location and the general plan with some small modifications. That was last Thursday, March 9th. What comes next?
It will probably go to the city for a workshop type situation, and then County Commission votes to for hopefully for approval on March 27th. City Council for approval on March 28th.
Okay, so by the end of this month, we should know something a bit more concrete about how this is going to go forward then.
That is correct.
Tim Burchett is the mayor of Knox County. Jerry Vagnier is the CEO of the Helen Ross McNabb Center. Gentlemen, thank you both for your time today.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.